Here's the guys that did not practice. Maurice Jones-Drew. Roy Miller had his Players Day off. Josh Scobie has a left hip that we're treating. And then Jonathan Cyprian in practice day. He had some tightness in his quad, quad strain. And he went out there. We thought he was okay. And then he started to go through drills and it tightened up on him. So he was held out of practice. Jason Babbins and Derek Marks, Brad Meester, other guys that had the day off. So Mojo's going to, he's continuing to rehab. The extra days have helped him. I know that. We'll be smart with them. Probably with three guys like Roy Miller, Josh Scobie, and Mojo, those guys will see their first action or activity probably on Friday. On Friday. So, but practice was good. I thought that it started off our tempo and get the guys back into it. To be honest with you, it was a little bit, okay, let's get going here again. But I was really pleased how it, about middle of the way through practice, you saw it after we did one-on-ones. It started to pick up again, the competitiveness and the rest of the periods. A good day as far as that concerned. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's tightness.
There
No, we're not. Okay. It's not a concern, okay. But we're just being smart with him. I think the guys like Roy, Sip should be okay. He should be okay. Josh, Sip, Roy Miller. The big question mark is Mojo.
What happens if who's your kicker if Scobie suddenly went worse?
It's a good question. I need to talk to Mike Mallory. You know, I know Brian has done some, you know, in a pinch. So we'll get that ready. I know in our conversations he should be. It's not anything that's too alarming, but that's a good point, Vito. We got to have a plan for that.
Jordan Todman, what do you, have you seen out of him today, and how do you think? How effective can he be?
Well, I think, you know, for those guys, they got to, you know, that's why I talked to D-Rob today, too. You know, he's, you know, he asks a lot of questions and he says, how can I improve? How can I get better? What do I need to do? And we said, hey, just keep going and keep pushing yourself. And now, all of a sudden, here he is. He might have an opportunity. And that's what I talked to him about, you know, taking advantage of this opportunity should have presented itself. So he's bright-eyed and, you know, excited about the opportunity if it happens. And I think Todman's the same way. I think, you know, you'll see a combination of those two if Mojo can't go.
How important is it to maintain the running game, whatever Mojo's status?
It's important. It just gives us the opportunity. We're not one-dimensional. And so, you know, we have to stay convicted to the run game. Our guys are believing in it. They're starting to see some results with it. So whether it's Mojo in there or Todman or D-Rob, you know, we got to find a way to execute.
Does the fact that Todman's had a few 7, 10, 13-yarders give you confidence that he can do that?
Yeah, I think there's without a doubt. And he has had that, what, 2 games ago, 6 carries, 30 yards or 32 yards, something like that. So he has the ability. I think that for us it's just, you know, how many. How many can he go, or how many carries can he take? But I think he's up for that challenge.
So Denard then is absolutely going to get probably carries in this game if you guys continue to do the splitting like you were doing when Mojo was healthy.
Yeah, if Mojo's not able to play, yeah, then I would say that you should see D-Rob get some carries.
As a defensive coach, if you turn on the tape and you see a team hit trick plays back-to-back weeks, what does that do?
Well, I think that you would say – you first look and say, is there any area on the field? Is there, you know, but it's hard. Teams generally don't repeat the same trick play.
Right.
So you're kind of saying, well, okay, this is a team that might use some sort of a gadget. We don't know when or where, but we just got to play rules ball, and we got to be fundamentally sound and all set. So I think it just brings awareness rather than trying to guess what type of trick play you're going to see.
And Jed said that your motto is why be normal or don't.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Well, I just think that, you know, for us, we are unique in some things, what I've been told anyway. And so I think that's okay with us. We don't want to compare to anybody else. And, you know, we're trying to find creative ways to get yards and creative ways to do some things in special teams, offense and defense. And that's okay with us because I think the image that we want to portray to our team or at least take on the personality is to be bold. And at times there's times maybe, you know, maybe not quite as bold as people would like going for it on fourth and one on the 42-yard line. But I think that overall, you know, we would like to have that. I think it's a good good image for us to have as a team.
But is that something that you would do? I don't want to, the better you get, do you become less like that? Are you more willing to be a little bit more conventional because you, your talent level's better?
I don't know if you want to, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with that. I think it's more if the opportunity presents itself, then you want to take advantage of it. That's just part of, you know, competing. You know, if it's there, we're going to take those opportunities. I hope it doesn't go away. You know, I like that part of our personality.
Analytics says go for it all the time, fourth and one.
What's that?
Analytics go for it, fourth and one all the time.
I know. I'm learning. I got these voices talking in my head, you know. There's still, you got to, you know, go with your gut a little bit. Not that it's right all the time, but.
I guess the Buffalo defensive front. How do these guys rate against the guys you've seen?
Yeah, very good. I know. I'm talking with George and Jed. Very impressive front. A lot of sacks. A lot of one-on-ones. You know, a lot of one-on-one wins up front. So it's something we have to deal with. The good thing is that they're 3-4 type principles, which we faced the last couple weeks. And it doesn't mean anything other than, you know, there's a little bit of familiarity. Now, there's different personnel, so that can change the game. But very impressive. Very impressive up front.
How's Meester playing?
He's doing a good job. You know what? I think probably the best way to say it with Meese is this, is that where he is he playing the best up to his ability? And I would say, yeah. I would say that if you would ask Mojo, the guys that have been around him, they would say that he's doing very well. What I like about him is here he is in the number of years that he played, and he's really competing. And he's every day he's out there when he's practicing, and it's not a day off, but when he's out there, he's really competing. He's into it. I mean, you see him come in the building the same time. He gets his treatment. He's watching film by 6:15, 6:30 in the morning, and that's been his routine all the way through. And, boy, I'm just thankful that he's, you know, he's really helped out our young guys. He's become more vocal. He's become more vocal with the offensive line group. So I think, you know, in some ways his personality has evolved, even just this year for us. I know that was one thing that George challenged him with, was to be more vocal, and he has been.
Would this line have improved the way it did without him in the middle? It's hard to say.
Yeah, that is hard to say. I think what he brings is the communication. Mm-hmm. We put a lot on that spot, the center spot. Calls and adjustments and communication. So it'd be tough to say that we would have improved as much without him.
Early in the year, it looked like there was getting more pressure up the center of the offensive line. Lately, it hasn't happened. So has he or the interior line just improved, or was it more familiarity with the scheme?
It's the communication, I think, helps out. I think some of the schemes that we're doing, you might see if it's a longer developing passes, Vito, might be more max protection or, you know, keeping a guy in. But I think they're getting used to how George teaches and coaches you know, with the adjustments. So I think there's some familiarity there.
Do you think Meester played better lately than he did at the start? Or?
Yes, I would say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, what caused that?
Well, I think that, you know, it is a different system. It is. It's not that he's never down blocked or never reach blocked. It's not that, but it's the communication and how everything is based off of him dictates it. And I think that's just, you know, more of a comfort level for him. Any time that you really know your responsibility, if you really have a great understanding, it gives you a chance to play faster. And I think because of his understanding, it has allowed that.
He says, "Come see him next week." A lot of speculation he'll retire. Would you just soon see him play? I mean, you think he's still playing well enough that he wants to?
You know what? I have not had any conversations with him about that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just, you know, go week to week and, mm-hmm. You know, see what happens. But I know we're pleased with how he's been as a member of our team and what he's given us, without a doubt.
You'd welcome him if he wanted to come back then. You
know, yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's a decision that, you know, we'll all sit down. I'm sure he'll come in and visit with me sometime. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've just been really pleased with them.